Visit GCNminerals.com. Learn how.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
There's a true story told of two men who thought it would be okay to go duck hunting 2 weeks before the season opened. They took with them a retriever, a little dog. You all have them, regardless if you know it or not. A brand new truck, decoys, the fake little duckies. Plenty of ammunition, bullets, and a couple sticks of dynamite. Now, when they first arrived, they noticed that the lake that they chose was all frozen over because, after all, they didn't realize that that was the situation, so they had a big problem on their hands, and a big problem it was. One of them had a great idea. He would go to his truck, get a stick of dynamite out of the back, and then blow a big hole in the middle of the lake, throw down the decoys, and then have a heyday shooting at all the little duckies. So he did just that. He went to his truck, pulled out the stick of dynamite, lit the fuse, and threw it right smack in the center of the lake. But one thing he forgot, he had brought his retriever, that little dog. You know, we all have them. And as faithful as that little dog he was, that retriever was, he ran after the stick of dynamite, put it in his mouth, and then began to run back to his owner. I said run back to his owner. The owner, in fear of being blown up, ran to get his rifle, then shooting at the retriever in hopes that he would not come back to him. He's reaping what he's sowing, huh, folks? The retriever then was scared away and ran right under the brand new truck. Guess what blew up? You got it. The retriever in the brand new truck. Because his breaking of the law was the very thing that nipped him right in the butt. The things that blew up were the very evidence of his guilt. Because what they did at length is went out 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened in the first place. They were simply breaking the laws of the land. Did they get away with it? No way. You know, Scripture says in Galatians 6:7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." It doesn't work both ways. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap everlasting life. Now, last week I asked you the question, folks, if I take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what's it going to reproduce? Well, it's going to reproduce wheat. You ever heard that saying, what goes around comes around? Well, that's exactly what happened. He didn't realize that if he sowed those kind of seeds, he was going to actually reap wheat. You can't sow bad seeds into your lives and expect good things to come out. It doesn't work that way. It never has and it never will. This is what we would call being stuck on stupid. Again, you reap what you sow. You can't get away from that. Again, the analogy goes, if I have an apple seed and I plant it into the soil of the ground, I'm going to reap an apple tree, not an orange tree, and not the other way around. So you're going to reap exactly what you sowed. And saying all that to say this, what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about reaping and sowing. When bad men sow, what is it that they reap? And a lot of this information, you're not aware of it. You probably never heard of this before. It's interesting stuff. It's awesome stuff. And what I'll do is I'll start out with biblical times just so you can understand what happened to all the bad guys that did bad things to good people like John the Baptist and Jesus Christ and, you know, 11 of the 12 disciples, the apostles, actually were killed in some horrific manner. Boiling oil or spears or rip them apart or whatever the case might be is some pretty sick stuff. So what I want to do is I want to talk about those very things. For example, I'll give you Herod Antipas and Herodias. They were the ones that were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. You know, most people, let me go back a little bit. Isn't it interesting how, for example, television or Hollywood always portray the priest or the minister as some weakling? But we're talking about reaping and sowing. So what God sees, I want to see how he repays the wicked back to their face. For example, again, Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment of John the Baptist. Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. He didn't. In the summer of A.D. 39, Antipas, his money and territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were exiled, and Antipas died miserably. Now, did you hear that in your history books, folks? You reap what you sow. You sow to the flesh, you of the flesh reap corruption. God is not mocked. In other words, touch not mine anointed for my king's sake, because if you touch my kids, I am going to repay you to your face, and I'm not going to be slack to do it. Oh, that sounds like a different Bible than I read. Yeah, you're probably right. What about Pontius Pilate? He's the guy that handed Christ over to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under misfortune. He fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, AD 37 through 41. He was exiled to Gaul. And did you know that he eventually committed suicide there in Vienna? I bet you probably didn't know that, did you? See, bad guys think they can do what they want to do, or people think they can sow what they want to sow, and they're going to get away with it. Remember, at the beginning of that scripture, in verse 7, Galatians 6, it says that God is not mocked. And he says, that whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 A.D., about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ. Do you remember, folks, when Jesus said to him, when all the women were following up to Calvary, he looked at him and said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. I'm going to come back on this very topic, and I'm going to continuously expound what happened to the bad people that did bad things to good people. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Talking about you reap what you sow, and God is not mocked.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to SoupBeanSurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about reaping and sowing, folks. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, again, the number is 1-866-233-0747. One more time, 1-866-233-0747. Sow a thought, and you reap an act. Sow an act, and you reap a habit. Sow a habit, and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. I'll say it again. I think it's that good. Sow a thought, you reap an act. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. Here, I'll show you, for example. This is really cool. There was a guy named Max Jukes. He was an atheist and he lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there were 310 who died as paupers. 150 were criminals. 7 of them were murderers. 100 were drunkards, and more than half the women from this atheist were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And folks, please keep in mind that this was a lot of money in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God, and his name just happened to be Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same times as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,349 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, one a vice president of the United States, and 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. Jonathan Edwards, his descendants did not cost the state a single penny. As it says rightly in Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Again, we're talking about reaping and sowing. What did John sow?
You know, that's a good point, too, is that John Adams and all of his descendants ended up becoming, most of them probably fairly wealthy. They were established, and they were the one that paid for society's peace through the judicial system and through justice. You see how most of them involved in his descendancy became lawyers, they became judges, they became school teachers or school presidents, because they were interested in justice. Now, is it favorable for that man who did the right things, Jonathan Edwards, to teach the right principles to his children and to his descendants going down? Is it right for them to have to pay for this crook who didn't know how to raise his own family? And that's in society. We can't feel sorry for a criminal. We can't say, well, we've got to rehabilitate him, because it comes at the expense of the righteous. When justice is executed rightly in society, those crimes and those criminals, those dissipate, and we exalt righteousness, and people will aspire to attain to that righteous
to
standard.
A standard. Yeah.
That's right. And in the 1700s, that was what was promoted. Well, so it wasn't like there was a lot of there wasn't a lot of money spent on rehabilitating Max Jukes for his stupid decisions in his life, which he was.
Society paid for it, though.
They will at length. And look who pays for it, folks. Yeah. Who does the sympathy? Who should it go to? Jonathan Edwards and his descendants had to pay for what that man did. Is that right?
That's right.
No, that's wrong. We should exalt judgment so we prevent people like Max Jukes who raise their families in corruption.
And so did Max Jukes sow to the flesh, or did he sow into the spirit?
He was sowing completely to the flesh.
And he reaped of the flesh.
That's
corruption,
right.
Didn't he? Now, Jonathan Edwards, he sowed into the spirit, and because of that, how many years later, we're talking about his descendants that sowed in righteousness, and what did he reap? He reaped everlasting life. It's also interesting to note, on that very topic, going to our forefathers, talking about an atheist here, Ben Franklin said that during the foundations of this country, an atheist was unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Jonathan Witherspoon, one of our founders as well, also said that an atheist was an enemy to this country.
That's right, because he had to be, because this country was based upon the principles that God gave man rights and liberties, and God protects those. And so we as people should protect them as well. If you're a man that's not going to be a Christian in society, and you're not going to stand up for the God that gave rights, then you're an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we said before, it's a fish saying, I don't need water. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absurd. It's its own death. If a fish tries to jump out and rebel against the water, he's going to die, and so will mankind, and so does mankind, and history proves it, what you're reading right now.
Speaking of which, this just happened yesterday. Some atheists wanted some pilots to basically fly their atheist banners
behind
their
Fourth of July.
Over Fourth of July, and folks, the pilots, what was it, 80% of the pilots said that they wouldn't fly their banners.
That's right.
Amen.
They knew what the 4th of July is for. And a lot of these pilots were veterans.
Let's draw the line in the sand again.
That's
were the pilots sowing to righteousness, or were they sowing to unrighteousness?
Yep.
They weren't going to do that.
That's right. And look at what the product would be if they would sow to righteousness. We wouldn't have an atheist banner. If they would have sowed to unrighteousness, we would have had this banner flying around 4th of July. We had a bunch of kids that are confused because their parents weren't teaching them what 4th of July is. They think it's about fireworks and picnics. Yeah. They see these atheist banners and they think, I wonder if that's right. Is that what we should be leaving as a legacy to our next generation? No. So these men made the right choice. You know, it doesn't take much to be a bulwark to keep back unrighteousness. If you're a teacher or a principal, you just don't tolerate garbage in your school. I had a principal in high school that did not tolerate garbage, didn't come in. We got a new principal. 5 years later, there's bomb threats in the school.
Mm-hmm.
There's GLBT stuff going crazy in our school. There's stuff that you would have never even imagined could have happened because of one man that stood as a bulwark.
Well,
right
the question is, let's go back to history. Was it them immoral people? Was it those ungodly people that established our country?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be okay with the change that they want to bring in, then you're going to lose what our forefathers fought to give you.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
And it's a great analogy that you brought the other day. I don't remember who said it, but he said the socialists are still living off of what the capitalists
established. That's right. That's exactly right.
That's all they can live off of.
Well, I mean, can you imagine a bunch of atheists as our founders, Jake, sitting there saying, you know what? Well, we don't believe in this, and we don't believe in that, and we don't believe in this. And it's like a, it's like an electrician doesn't believe that he's going to have lights. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't believe that we have power to turn those lights on. I mean, you have to have a power source, and our power source is the Christ that died to give us what we have.
Yeah, you would not have the Declaration of Independence. You would not have the Constitution that we have right now if these were atheist, godless, secular humanists that wrote it.
Unheard of,
folks. It
would
be impossible. It would be impossible.
Forefathers told us they were unheard of.
That's right.
They weren't tolerated. Let me get back to what I was talking about at the beginning of the show now. I was talking about, you know, I've said this before and I want to say it again. Wherever you sell out the truth, you at length have a noose, spiritually speaking, upon your neck. Remember Judas betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss. What happened when he betrayed the truth? What did he do at the end of his life? By the way, for those that didn't know, Judas ended up hanging himself. Well, that's just the way it goes. When you sell out the truth at length, you're the one selling yourself out.
Sake your mercy.
So let me get back to this point. The Jews, these are some topics that you probably never heard of, folks. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ, remember when he came to them, but they rejected him who came unto his own? John 1. Isn't it interesting? Those that rejected Christ were at length destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ. 1,100,000 were crucified on the walls. Remember that, folks. What happened? At length, they were destroyed because they rejected the light. And Jesus said to them at that time, he said, if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? When you know that I am who I am, it's you allowing the corruption to take place that at length is judging you. Don't forget that. You can't allow the light to be put out, and you can't expect to prosper in that country. It's like we were just talking a little bit ago in a conference here, folks. You know, I told some of these people that support the ministry or people that we want to support the ministry for what we do out there. I told somebody in the conference, I said, do these people not realize that if it wasn't for people like us, they wouldn't have the liberty to go fishing tomorrow? They wouldn't have the liberty to go, you know, shopping tomorrow? People forget that ministries that are putting their necks on the line every day for them, folks, people just think, oh, it's about the money. They just, oh, what are they doing with that money? Wait a second. You know what they're doing with their money by the fruit that they bring forth. And the reason I'm saying all that to say this, I'm saying that because people, you really need to understand when people are willing to say the truth at all costs, they're not looking to be friends with a society that's corrupt. They're at odds with it, and that's exactly what the apostles were. They were friends with God, but you know what? Friendship with the world, James 4:4 talks about a friendship with the world is enmity with God. And being friends with what, that, you know, it's like this. I've said this before, and I don't mean to confuse the message, but how are we at peace with those that are at, how are we at peace with those that are at war with our country? That's a great question to ask. We're being assaulted on a daily basis. How are we at peace with that? How are we okay with them to turn the lights out? Why is it that? Because at length what we're doing is what we allow, we're guilty of. We're sowing to the flesh, and we're going to be of the flesh. We're going to reap the corruption, because what I'm talking about is those that rejected Christ. What happened to them? At length, they were the ones that were judged because they did not do anything to stop the crucifixion of Christ, although everybody knew Christ was innocent. Yeah. And by the way, who was the ones that crucified him? The political people and the religious people. Mm-hmm. Okay?
The hierarchy. Those
yes.
who had a position that they thought they were going to lose because it was man-made. It wasn't God-given.
Okay, so we're talking about rejecting the light. And what I just talked about is those that rejected Christ. 1,100,000, they were slew in the subduing of Galilee. 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery. And 2,000 were brought with Titus into his triumph. Of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts. Pretty sick guys, yeah? Part otherwise most cruelly were slain. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, folks, one more time, 1-866-233-0747, talking about reaping and sowing again, 1-866-233-0747, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. I was just talking right before the break, what happened to those that rejected Christ? Well, 1,100,000 of them were crucified on the walls in Jerusalem. And the ones that were left over, they were devoured by wild beasts of the dictator that they gave themselves over to because they wouldn't listen to the Christ that was there to protect them from the perpetrators or the enemies of God. What about the vain Senate of Rome? After being proposed to have Christ adored as God, rejected him. Now look what happens when they rejected him, folks. Being content to have the emperor reign over them, the state to run over them, rather than the meek king of glory, meek meaning power under control, the Son of God, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were almost destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. Food for thought.
Now take that and apply it to America right now, because we need to personalize it. What if we apply those same principles? Which principles do we want to be found applying to ourselves? Because we already know the fruit. History speaks 2020 to us. We know exactly cause and effects due to what we can see in history. When an empire makes a certain decision, or a group of people, or a culture makes certain decisions, we can see through time, because history can give us that timeline, we can see what the result is. Our founders gave us something perfect in this nation in regards to moral standards. And they said, you apply this standard to society, you will see peace, prosperity, happiness, and liberty to all mankind. When you don't apply those principles, this is what you're going to find. This is what we know about. And I think, too, just to bring it into scope, we've had thousands of years to study these things. Folks, we need to be educated and study history, because if we don't, what happens is we start to believe what the media says, which is what we talked about yesterday. And they're going to feed you as much as they possibly can unless you are enlightened, unless you know and you understand and you study history and you know these principles for yourself.
Now, when we're talking about reaping and sowing, or sowing and reaping, it's a law unto itself. Mm-hmm. We know that it's true. It seems that people have problems in their life, and then they wonder why they have problems in their life. Well, let me ask you the question. What are you sowing into your life that you're reaping bad things, per se, to make it simple?
Yep.
Well, let me put it this way. Let me bring the law in to give you a little more understanding, and I just want to have a little fun with you. Oftentimes when I'm doing high school assemblies, I'm asking the students, I'll say, how many of you have ever been to the bathroom before? And I'm just having fun with them, and they love this kind of vernacular, by the way. Then those who don't raise their hand, what I'll say to them is, you don't have your hands up, you're lying through your teeth, and you've got to be seriously constipated. And, of course, everybody starts to laugh, except the well-educated theologians. But have you ever noticed that when you walk in the bathroom, there's a dimmer switch that you can turn the lights up real bright, allowing you to see yourself in the mirror for what you really look like? You then begin to gaze at the harrowing sight of your wrinkles, your yellowing teeth, your freckles, or maybe, guys, your thinning hair, girls, your open pores. But look what happens when you begin to turn the lights down. This is what society does every day of the week in this country. They turn the lights down. They dim the standard so you cannot see it. It gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. But we turn the light down, and you notice that the more you turn the lights down as you're looking in the mirror, the better you look. The freckles you had with the lights turned all the way up have now faded away. Your yellowing teeth are no longer yellow. I mean, at that point you say, hey, I'm looking better. I'll turn the lights all the way down a little more. My wrinkles are gone. My hair's real thick. I mean, at this point, I have the lights turned down so far and so low, who wouldn't want me? And as funny as that sounds, folks, we do this every day, and we allow it to happen in our country every day. There's an old cliche that if your hand is dirty, go ahead and hide it, but if you want to see it for what it really looks like, with all of its dirt, bring it up to the light, simplifying the truth. It says in Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So we're talking about reaping and sowing. If I sow to the Spirit, I'm going to of the Spirit reap everlasting life. If I sow to the flesh, I'm going to reap what? Corruption from the flesh, because that's the direction I sowed. Here, let me give you a prime example. I did a high school assembly talking about reaping and sowing, and I remember this lady, she called me up. And when she called me up, she'd actually was kind of angry with me. And as she was angry with me, I asked her, what are you so angry about with me anyways? I mean, why are you mad at me? And she was mad at me because her daughter that was in the assembly that day didn't like the fact that I was in her school doing the assembly. As a matter of fact, it was in 2001. And what she said to me is that her daughter was an atheist and she was offended at the assembly. But this wasn't the problem. The problem with this woman was that she was a pastor of a church while also working for the ACLU, and she also did a gossip column in the local newspaper. Now, if you want to talk about reaping what you sowed, listen to this. In talking about confusion, and tracks for her daughter to follow, and I said to this woman, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. And I said to her, the reason why your daughter's an atheist is because you have so clearly set the path in which she is to walk. And the point is what could she say? For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. Sad to say, the corrupt fruit was found in her child's life. And isn't that true? You heard about the father one time, right? He was walking down the street singing do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. I'm totally kidding. In Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child, right? A father started for his office early one morning, and after a light fall of snow, turning, he saw his two-year-old boy endeavoring to put his tiny feet in his own great footprints. The little fellow shouted, go on, eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming, yighten your tracks. He caught the boy in his arm and carried him to his mother and started again for his office. Now, his habit had been to stop on the way back home from work to stop at the saloon for a glass of liquor. As he stood upon the threshold that morning, he seemed to hear a sweet voice saying, go on, eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming, yight in your tracks. He stopped. He hesitated. He looked the future squarely in the face. And he said to himself, I cannot afford to make any tracks. I would be ashamed or sorry to have my boy walk in. So he decidedly turned away and never walked into the bar again. Why? Because he didn't want his child to become what he was becoming.
Mm-hmm. What he put. And that's the best way to teach a man. But we don't need that. We have a standard right in front of us in our society right now. If we don't want to reap corruption, that word corruption translated means to rust. What happens when you have a really fine metal? Do you take care of that metal or do you set it on the shelf and let the weather and the elements take its course upon that metal? You have to upkeep it. And that's what's saying the same thing. When we sow to the Spirit, it's because we're constantly maintaining that Spirit. Because if we don't, it ultimately will corrupt. What does that mean? To rust. It doesn't happen at once. It doesn't get destroyed all at once. It takes constant maintaining. It's like all the folks out there that have really nice rims on their cars. They're their prize and their treasure. That takes maintenance and maintaining. The better the pearl is, the more maintenance it's going to take. And that's a law unto itself, too. So to simply think that I'm going to reap good things by doing the little or the least amount of work, that's just not going to be the case. It's going to require, like Samuel Adams said, the tireless, irate minority, keen on setting brush fires in the hearts of men. They're tireless, they're irate, they're incessant. They don't stop. That's why they called him the political agitator, because he wouldn't stop. He saw an establishment that was doing okay, but for the sake of posterity, there was truth in him to continue to agitate unto action. And when we stay in that, we don't get comfortable. If you even look in Scripture and you look throughout society, it was when men became wealthy, they became apathetic. They became lazy. They thought that their finances would buy them anything that they needed. And in other words, that they would get unhealthy. Here's a great example. Some folks that are fairly wealthy get unhealthy. They stop exercising. They start to put on weight, and they think, well, I've got money. I can pay for this. I'll suck this out. I'll do this. It doesn't happen that way. You'll reap corruption when you cease to be vigilant. And justice is one thing in America right now we need to sow into, because if we don't sow into justice, we will reap corruption and we'll be the ones that pay for it in the end.
Okay, so what happens? What's the fruit of a nation that forgets the Ten Commandments? I'm talking about reaping and sowing again here, folks. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So what happens when we depart from God? Isn't it interesting, folks, that people blame God for all of the religious wars? Wait a second. God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So who disobeyed? The person that was rebelling against the commandment of our Creator. Not the Creator. Religion isn't the problem. The people that disobey God's commandments are the problem.
That's right.
Let's put it into perspective. So what's the fruit of saying, you know what, I want to do my own thing. I want to be my own God. Or I want to serve other gods. Well, what's going to happen? What's the fruit of that? What are you going to reap out of that? You're going to reap confusion. You're going to reap war within the gates. You're going to reap everything but what you intended to reap because you forsook the commandments of the Lord. God's commandments are not suggestions, folks. They're warning signs, and they preserve life, and they also condemn crime.
You know, it's as silly as saying, I'm going to forsake what the veterans have done for us in this country. I'm going to forsake Arlington. I didn't need that sacrifice. Because they think that this all just fell on their platter or on their lap.
Yep.
If we forsook our boys in World War II, if we forsook the men in America that fought in the Revolutionary War, we wouldn't have what we have. There's your answer right there. You can't forsake that which is right. You can't forsake the God of the covenant that established the covenant in America. That's the difference between the Christ of the Bible, who laid down his life for our redemption, and any other God who gives absolutely nothing to its
followers. You know what's interesting? Is even now as we're talking about this, you know, people out there, I know that are listening to me for the most part. It's interesting to me that these are the answers, but they're not the answers that the flesh wants. This is what grace attains to when the love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto you and you're born of the Spirit. Guess what you want to see magnified? God's law, God's holiness, God's righteousness. But when you begin to tell carnal man this is the problem, it is in your religion, then they say, no, I don't want religion. Well, that's the problem right there, and this is what I'm trying to bring you back to. I'm trying to bring you back to who you are as a people. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to continue on. What happens to a nation that says no to God and yes to their own way? Well, you reap what you sow.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake talking about reaping and sowing. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that he shall also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." That's what it says, folks. You know, during the break, and I've said this before, and I want to say it again because it's important, 99% of the time that you're listening to radio, you're listening to the problems that are transpiring in our country, because what's happening in our country is we're reaping what we sowed. We complain about the things that we tolerate in our country. You know, it's interesting. Let me share with you the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh are this. Adultery. Do we hear about that? All the time. That's you departing from the commandment of the God that gave us the freedoms that we have today, that gave his son Jesus Christ when he said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Exodus, seventh commandment. Fornication is sex before marriage, uncleanness, lasciviousness, carnal lust, idolatry, witchcraft, rebelliousness, hatred, towards God, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. This is the works of the flesh. And this is what men indulge themselves in. Envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such the like of which I've told you before, as I've told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Isn't that interesting? Well, what's the fruit of the Spirit? Love. No. According to the risen Christ, not fallen man. Joy, bearing your cross, Hebrews 12. Peace, a peace that passeth all understanding. Long-suffering, just like Hudson Taylor said, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. Gentleness, gentleness of what? Of the Spirit. Goodness, what does goodness mean? The law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. Faith, faith of the Son of God. Keep that in context, though, folks. Galatians 2:22. Meekness. This is the fruit of the Spirit. Meekness is power under control. Temperance is self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. But what happens when you forsake, thou shalt have no other gods before me? What happens when you forsake, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sins? You say, I don't mind God, my God doesn't mind me lying, stealing, cheating, whatever the case is. No, you're right, because that God that you're talking about doesn't exist. What happens when you forsake, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain? And you actually practiced what you preach. It doesn't just mean you saying GD it or taking his name in vain. Vain means empty or worthless. That's why he was rebuking the hypocrites all the time, the Pharisees all the time in Matthew 23. What happens when you forsake the Sabbath day? You become tired. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What happens when you don't honor your father and your mother anymore? You dishonor them. What happens when you forsake, thou shalt not kill? You allow murder. What happens when you forsake, thou shalt not commit adultery? You allow adultery. Infidelity. What happens when you forsake, thou shalt not steal? Well, you say yes to the thief. You say yes to the lying politician. Thou shalt not lie is number 9. What happens when you forsake, thou shalt not lie? You're sowing to the flesh. And of the flesh you shall reap corruption. What happens when you forsake, thou shalt not covet? What are you allowing? See what happens is God, when he gives us 10 commandments, it's like a warning sign before you go on a lake that has thin ice on it. It's a warning sign saying, hey, don't go on that ice because it's going to break through and you're going to lose your life. But God's talking about eternal things, not temporal things, although they apply to both in correlation. They're warning signs. They're warning signs, what? To preserve your spiritual walk. It's also the schoolmaster to drive you to the foot of the Christ who can save you. Because when you say and you look at those 10 commandments, you say, wait a second, I can't fulfill those. No, but you can obey those because you love, which is justification by faith. I don't want to get too heavy, but yeah, I'm getting there a little bit.
You can only obey those when you do love, because just like Martin Luther said, is that the fulfilling of the law is when you love the law. In other words, when your desire is. And it's the same way. Without redemption, you can't fulfill that law. Listen, a criminal is not going to love the law. But when a criminal has been redeemed and he understood the price that was paid so that he would, so that judgment would not come upon his head, now he fulfills the law in perfect love. And that's what society has and will continue to have so long as we have a righteous love for one another. And that's where Christ said, fulfills the law. There's no law that's going to come against somebody who's not breaking it. You can't. So when we fulfill the law, it's because we're doing unto others as we would have them do unto us in our society.
Okay, so when I say stuff like that, you know, people used to love each other enough in the country back in the 60s before I was born, for the most part. I was born in the latter 60s. They used to love each other enough to get in each other's face. Now they slap a lawsuit on them for loving on them. But the next thing you hear is after you tell them that is people, for the most part, will say, who are you to judge me? Especially the professed Christians. Who are you to judge me? Or don't you judge me? Isn't this usually the slap in the face that 86% of American confessing Christians will say to you when telling them of their offense before the Holy One, who sees all things and naked and open to the eyes before whom we have to do, Hebrews 4:13, or the one who has numbered the very hairs of your head, Luke 12:7, or the one who will not allow a sparrow to fall to the ground without his notice, Matthew 10:29, or how about before the eyes of the Lord that are in every place beholding the good and the evil, Proverbs 15:13, that will also require an account of yourselves before him, Romans 14:12, as well as giving an account of every idle word we have spoken, Matthew 12:36. And what did he conclude with all these sayings? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God as a son to a father and keep his commandments because you love your father. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That's Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. I want to hit on that topic really quick. I know we're talking about reaping and sowing. But there were two little boys, and one little boy is kind of a mischievous little creep. And he said, you know what? To the good little boy, he said, let's go out and break some windows. And the good little boy looked at the mischievous little creep, and he says, no, I don't want to break any windows. The mischievous little guy looked at the good boy, and he said to him, listen, whenever you do something bad, it seems like your dad is always really good to you. And the good boy looks at the little mischievous guy and he says, that's why I don't want to break the windows. That's why you obey the commandments, because you love the Lord. That's why any patriot in this country stands up for his country. This is why the veterans go over and they fight the fight, the good fight of faith on our behalf to redeem us back to something called liberty. And that's the same thing the Son of Man did when he died on the cross. He died to redeem us back unto himself. That's why we do what we do. There's nothing outside of that. There's no ulterior motive for what we do. People, you know, isn't it interesting? People, for the most part, don't get that. Mm-hmm. People think you have to be in it for something. Listen, I'm not on mainstream media making millions of dollars because it's a good idea. I'm not out there doing what I'm doing because it's a lot of fun.
You're not making millions of dollars either, just for the record.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't want somebody to think.
Hey, let them check. Let them glean the field. The bottom line is we do what we do because we love our country and we love freedom more than we love riches, which is mammon. But isn't it interesting that for the most part, again, the big boys, they talk in circles. And what do they talk in circles for? Because they have to stay in business, and we've talked about this 15,000 times. And I don't know why I say it now, but I just want to let you folks out there know we do what we do because we love you. That's why we say the hard things, is because we love you, and we care not only about just what's happening in the temporal, but we also care about what's going on in the spiritual. But if we care about what's going on in the spiritual, then we're going to have to take care of the temporal.
Yep.
Because spiritual is also teaching us to take care of our posterity. Mm-hmm. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, and the wicked don't understand that love that you're describing or talking about. That's why they try to ostracize it. They try to pick it apart because they don't get it. It reminds me of when Martin Luther King gave his speech that the South just didn't understand how much the black folks loved liberty and freedom.
Yeah.
They would go down there and they would think that they could sick the dogs on them. And then when the black folks said, bring the dogs on, we're going to still march because we love liberty. They were puzzled. They didn't know what to do. They were expecting somebody to come up with a gun. No, we're loving liberty here. When they'd bring out the fire hoses on them, they would call it a baptism. I've been baptized today by the fire hoses. And then when they'd throw them in jail, they would turn those prison chambers into halls of praise and worship, praising
Haven.
God and praying, prayer.
Haven.
They didn't understand it. They don't know how to react to that. And folks, you will never lose when you're operating in that true spirit of love. And I'm not saying the sappy emotional love.
Yep.
I'm talking about the real love that
God
stands up and lays down its life.
God is always willing to give you, listen carefully, folks, whatever you're willing to fight for.
Yep. How far will you go? That's going to determine how much you're going to get. And you can't go far unless you do love, unless you have that redemption quality.
And your love will be tried.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with feelings. It has nothing to do with emotions. It has everything to do with being based in principles. Yep. And that rock, that bedrock, just happens to be the Word of God.
And that shows you, too, why the liberal media puts you under fire or attempts to, because they just don't get it. They hate it and they're going to dash against it. But no more effective will they be than water crashing against a rock. The rock's not going to move.
But let me say this. MLK, speaking of MLK, he's right when he said the moral arc of the universe bends at the elbow of justice. Mm-hmm. Forget it not. The moral arc of the universe bends at the elbow of justice. Folks, just keep in mind what we talked about. You reap what you sow. Make sure that you're sowing to the Spirit so tomorrow you can say, guess what happened? I sowed into righteousness and I'm reaping righteousness. That's how it works, folks. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Yes, we are the Sons.